Lenten Day 31, Wednesday, April 10th. Who is your angel of peace? At liturgy, we are reminded of our personal angel in the Angel of Peace Litany before the Lord's Prayer. For an angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us beseech the Lord. Yes, our angel of peace is in our guardian angel. We all have a guardian angel in every one of our lives, given to us at our baptism. Let this be your prayer, that your angel be ever with you. Do not disappoint him. Do not do anything that will cause him to turn away from you. And when you do sin, confess it and bring back your angel to you. He is there to protect you, guide, and give you direction. The early church fathers realized the importance of angels. Theodoret of Cyrus, 393-466, wrote, "We are taught that each one of us is entrusted to care of an individual angel to guard and protect us, and to deliver us from the snares of evil demons." You will remember learning in Sunday school about the 9 ranks of angels. The thrones, cherubim, and seraphim are the highest. Next are the dominions, virtues, and power. Finally, there are the principalities, archangels, and angels. The lowest of the ranks is that of simple angels. They teach people to live virtuously and righteous before God in our present unangelic times. Guess what? You and I are their only job. St. Basil the Great, to whom we attribute our Lenten liturgies, writes, "Our guardian angel will not retreat from us unless we drive him away by our evil deeds." Boom! What a Lenten thought for you today.